This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, January 31st. Well, obviously the stock market is on pins and needles, waiting for the Fed announcement tomorrow at 2 p.m. And obviously everyone is expecting the Fed to raise key interest rates 25 basis points. But much more important will be the FOMC statement. And frankly, I hope they have some dovish comments in there, something along the lines of that they'll be data dependent, or they want to, you know, keep rates high at this level for an extended period. Those would be considered dovish because they are going to signal that they're at or near the end of their rate hikes. Now, the Fed is above market rates now, okay? So they are no longer in line with market rates. They're restrictive. And they've done a good job. You know, they've, according to the ISM manufacturing numbers, that has contracted for 2 months in a row. Services contracted in December. Retail sales have been down November and December. So it looks pretty dire out there, and it looks like the Fed's done their job. And right now, everybody thinks bad economic news is good because it's going to make the Fed stop raising rates. So we really do need the Fed to signal they're at or near the end on Wednesday. And that's why the market is so nervous now, because they're just waiting for the inevitable to happen. And no one wants to place a big bet. In the meantime, our energy stocks are having record earnings. We've had a couple of refiners announce today, and that was outstanding. ExxonMobil had all-time record earnings. So, you know, there seems to be a lot of anxiety over crude oil prices, and yesterday they did drop. But the issue is even at these prices, they're cranking out record profits, okay? And that's because there's, you know, the financial community basically didn't want to invest in energy companies. So they didn't have a lot of capital spending, and so they just had all pure profits, and it's a very interesting conundrum we're in. Natural gas prices remain shockingly low because it's been warm in the Northeast and for much of the United States, but all the West is pretty cold. I mean, my home out West, we're 7 degrees this morning, so. The demand for natural gas will change as the weather changes. Okay. You know, the jet stream oscillates, but if it's warm in a big populated area like the Northeast, then, you know, demand drops. So fascinating times we're in, but, I'm very comfortable and confident that, that the energy stocks remain the best bet. Clearly they have the best earnings. Okay. And there's one other thing lingering out there that I have to discuss, and that is, of course, what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. Obviously, you saw what happened when Germany decided to give tanks to Ukraine. The U.S. literally within hours says, oh, we'll give you tanks too. And, you know, these tanks are not easy to operate. You know, the U.S. tanks have a gas turbine. They're very complicated to run. You need a lot of training. But what's apparently going to happen is Russia is amassing troops to get ready for an offensive in the spring. And whether that's March or April, it really depends on how bad the mud is, you know, because it's a big agricultural area there between Russia and Ukraine. And Ukraine's just scrambling for everything. And, of course, they want jets. And Poland wants to give them F-16s. And Joe Biden says, like, you can't have F-16s. And it's going to get really, really interesting. Okay? So there's a lot of anxiety going on that, you know, we're on the verge of World War III. Because obviously, NATO doesn't want Russia to succeed. But Russia is not going to give up. And obviously, it's a very tragic what's been happening, and this is very similar to what happened in Syria, where it just never ended, and it just went on, and entire cities were obliterated, okay? So, this is getting to be very serious, and obviously, it's going to have a big impact on energy markets as well. And in the meantime, you know, Russia exports most of its natural gas through pipelines, and because those pipelines aren't working, they got to start shutting down their natural gas production because they just don't have the LNG terminals that other countries have. And so this is a big game of chicken, and it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. A former British Prime Minister is out on the talk circuit now. I think he's in the U.S. and will be giving a talk tonight on one of the TV stations. And you know, he likes to point out that Putin threatened to kill him. And so, as well as all of the U.K., because they have a nuclear bomb they could detonate that would create a tidal wave that would wipe out much of the U.K. So it's... The rhetoric is being largely ignored, but for the people in the defense business, they're very busy right now, okay? And, you know, it's kind of hard to put a Band-Aid on what's going on. So I do think this is going to be good for energy prices long term, but obviously what's happening is very scary because no one wants World War III to start. And then... at 10 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time, we'll get a consumer confidence report. We'll see how consumers are feeling. But that's only significant economic news this week. We get some housing data as well. But this week is all about the Fed on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we're going to have the ECB, European Central Bank, is expected to hike rates 0.5%. They're, of course, behind our Fed. Apple will announce on Thursday. Everybody will be looking at the service revenue. And, you know, it's getting a little bumpy out there, folks, but in my opinion, energy remains the oasis, despite the fact that yesterday some of the energy stocks pulled back with crude oil prices. But I'm not worried about energy. This is where the earnings are. They have very low P ratios. They got nice dividend yields. The demand goes up in the spring. Now, we did build up inventories in the first half of the month, and that's we have to work off those excess inventories. But I'll tell you, you know, when I look around for earnings, it's going to put me in energy, agriculture, and there are some specialty semiconductors firming up here as well. So very narrow market we're in. I still think we're in a 15% market. So hang on, folks. Let's let all these earnings come out, drop kick and driver stocks higher. Fortunately, we'll have some energy stocks gapping up today in the wake of their record earnings. And we'll have a lot more good earnings news in the upcoming days and weeks. And then that's about it. I will be updating the podcast tomorrow late after the FOMC statement. And I'll update you on what the FOMC says tomorrow. Anyway, hang in there, folks. I know you've enjoyed the rebound, but you don't like pullbacks like we had yesterday. So I just want to give you an update. It's Louis Navalier. I'll talk to you tomorrow.